They just put out an announcement to say, at the end of May, everyone's going to be required to create a PlayStation account to play their PC game that's on Steam.
In their defense.
Welcome back to another Linux Gamecast Weekly, the show that covers the latest Linux gaming news, reviews, how-tos, and most importantly, whatever the hell else, we come up with. I'm Old Man Vin, here in the downtown studio, here in the downtown Athens. They are connected and joining me from Toronto land, Jordan Swang, and the man right below him on the little monitor that you can't see, but I'm pointing at things that actually exist. It's one Pedro Mateus.
Pedro together with exist. You.
Chatrealm Dynamic, helping us form that sexy beast. That is Cocaine Voltron. What's up? What's new? We're talking in the pre-show, man. I did the exercising. Now, I jog every day, except for, you know, today. Not a problem. I'm in good shape. Maybe you do this stuff too. You exercise just a little bit. Messed me up, man. Messed me up. I was hobbling around the house. I just did some squats. I wasn't even really exercising. I was like, let's see what I can do and feel comfortable. I didn't even get a towel, Jordan, to put around the bar. That's how little weight I had on. Do you use a towel on your bar?
No.
Why not? Too good for it? Do you like having those imprints?
I need the center knurling to grip onto my back. Because otherwise the weight will slide off because I am incredibly sweaty.
You ever thought about just shaving that part of your back, though?
No.
Get that skin contact?
It already gets plenty of skin contact. I have, like, a little groove where there's, like, some chunks missing. I had the opposite thing to you this week because I started doing like more like active cardio because I walk around a bunch, but I don't like, I hopped on a air bike and I did like 15 minutes of that and like, holy shit, that shit is miserable. I'm fine with like sticking a 400 or 500 pound barbell on my back, but yeah, make me run for like 5 minutes and like no, freely choose death.
It's pretty boring.
I don't know. Well, I set up a YouTube video and like for the first like 3 minutes, mm-hmm. I'm watching it, and then for the remaining of it, I'm just trying to dissociate and like close my eyes and like get through it.
Straight disappear. What? Oh man, Pedro Mateus, what's going on over there? Pedro was go back and listen to the pre super shows, and if you're a patron, Pedro will tell you about his cardio adventures with monitors and stairs.
That was a while ago, but yes, no, that was the last time I did anything even remotely resembling exercise. We had about 300 monitors delivered, and
Pedro's is going to tell you.
Elevators were broken,
don't
so
go to patreon.com/linuxgamecast.
Don't do it.
Pedro's just giving it away, baby. Super shows and,
yeah. How you doing?
You want sailor? The rest of the details, you can go listen to the
now that's a dick show. Move. You might as well finish it now.
No, actually, this week I was going through my usual routine of picking up a laptop from the pile and making sure it still works. It happened to be the X220. The battery was completely dead, so I had to get ordered.
Okay, do you pick them up with like a little bit of hope, thinking to yourself, like, please don't work?
Admittedly, there's a little bit of that, because if they don't work, it's like, ooh, I get to play with you for a little longer.
I feel like that comic happened. With the plant that's about to die, and it's like, finally, sweet release, and the guy pours just a little water on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, finally remembers to water him, yeah.
Yeah, so I in the middle of that, found myself playing with Llama 3 on the X220, and Strider took offense to that, and the 0.34 tokens a second that I was getting while it was generating an answer. So, now there's a new command in our Discord, which apparently I fathered, which is the oof command.
It's almost as big an oof as being a crustacean diving into boiling oil.
That's our mascot now. Sorry, Voltron.
That's our fucking spirit animal. See you in hell, Helix. It's just fucking self-immolating crap.
Much crispy, dude. Do you think we'll ever be able to convince our horse to jump into a vat of molten...
I think right now the horse is leaking some sort of oil. I'm pretty sure it's flammable. We should probably drink it. It's the steam of the Linux.
Well, would you look at that?
Look at what? The horse diving?
Well, I'm sure someone's made a game about horses and diving.
Peter's going to be mad at you, Pedro.
Peter's mad at everyone. All the time.
Yeah, seriously, just find something that they're not. Peter is mad at themselves. Yeah.
They need to ethically treat the human animal that is themselves better. Pedro, tell them about GeForce Now.
But yeah, GeForce Now, you may remember it as the one streaming service that is worth a damn. Unless you're in the Microsoft space, at which point NVIDIA Game Pass is probably Mateus. Pretty good. It's
Jensen Mateus.
GeForce Now has the advantage of you use your own existing accounts, like your own Steam account, your own whatever account, to play games on the remote machine that NVIDIA is providing you streaming to. And there's been efforts by the community to get that working on the Steam Deck, but this time it's official. NVIDIA themselves have basically released a script that basically sets the... It's similar to how the Microsoft employee that created the Game Pass one. This one just uses regular Chrome. You can use Edge too if you'd like. But yeah, it uses either Chrome or Edge, and you set it up, and it just launches, the...
It's a GeForce bash script that launches a Python script that actually does your configuration for you. I dug into the script because I'm like, what is this thing actually doing? That's what it is. But hey, you know what? Destiny is finally playable on the deck.
I'm sure they'll find a reason to still ban you. It's like, what's that? You're playing this on a Steam Deck via GeForce Now, but still a Steam Deck banned.
Sure. Why not? I don't know, man. Like, this is going to let you do the thing. I mean, like you said, it's just a browser, but I mean, if it's one click and it's not too bad, but why isn't it in the store though?
That's my question. Does NVIDIA need a $100 donation to do this right and put it on the Steam store properly so that people don't need to go through the extra steps?
Is it technically because it's like a rival competitor store and there's like some principle that NVIDIA people have?
I think Valve gives a shit. Yeah, screams in
Ubisoft.
Games.
Like, what?
Yeah. Okay. No. Valve doesn't give a shit. I'm not saying about Valve. I'm talking about like some wonk at NVIDIA who's like, no, it's a competitor store. We need to be our own thing.
Do you think the leather jacket really cares?
I think the leather jacket has plans within plans that we can't even conceive of.
This is fair, man. I mean, yes, it's not of our world. However, this is good though. I mean, if you got a Steam Deck, no more futzing around, really. You do this and it's kind of auto magic. And if you're a fan of GeForce Now, which I've never fucked around, has anybody used it?
I know Strider has.
Mm. I used it on my NVIDIA Shield tablet back in the day to play a couple of rounds of, I can't remember, Darksiders. That's the one.
How was the technology a decade ago then?
It was surprisingly okay. Like the delay was noticeable, mm-hmm. but it was completely playable. At least with Darksiders, it was completely playable. I played all the way through to the second boss, and then I said, "Yeah, that's okay. I don't like the game that much," and I never touched it again.
Oh, fair enough. I'm just glad it's there. So that's really the only Steam news we have this week, because now we just need to get into a new game.
Ooh. Yes. Coming soon. It's not out yet. It is Capes. It is a superhero tactical RPG. I'm always down for some superhero XCOM. I like superhero media. I'm a fan. This seems to be like
kind that's of a the XCOM ship,
bog standard grimdark superhero world. But you know what? I'll put up with it for some squares. I love me some squares. But it looks like it's also aping a bit of the Midnight Suns combat, because there's like combos that you can do by grinding relationships with other heroes. And that's kind of neat. Like I said, it comes out at the end of the month. So I don't know. I looked at some of the curators who got early access to it.
Yeah.
There was one negative review that said that the actual, tactic stuff wasn't all that strong. Everyone else seemed to like it, but I don't know.
Characters look very Fortnite-y. I'm looking at the trailer. It's like, ooh. Either Fortnite has really generic characters so everything can look like Fortnite, or they're clearly trying to ape that visual style.
I mean, it's kind of like this whole superhero visual style, right?
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, I can't remember the name of the MMO, City of Heroes?
City of Heroes, yep.
Yeah, because that one had a fairly distinct visual style. Like, it was still a little bit cartoony.
That one was also, like, less overtly grimdark. Like, City Heroes was very purposefully trying to call back to, like, Silver Age comics. This seems more like 90s comics, like your Spawns or your the Maxes. Basically anything released by, like, Image Comics.
Yeah, I mean, this one, I was looking at it. Like, I don't know enough about this genre other than, like, you know, Miss. That
95%.
So yeah, it's XCOM with a bunch of anti-heroes, but I mean, every one of your characters has a superpower, so I guess that's a little different, right?
Yeah, and you can combine them too. You can like
you can upgrade them.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to need that quad core Intel AMD or that just another quad core. Yeah, we don't care. We're just copy and paste it. Oh no, nope. 1070.
1070.
Yeah, the more GPU makes sense. Yes.
Yeah.
And look, there it is, Midnight Suns, right? $60. No price on this. What? When is it going to be available, Jordan?
Like I said, end of the month, May 29th. Midnight Suns. That is one that I really want to play, but I also don't want to pay $20 for it.
No. There's a lot of games that I look at and play. What?
I was about ready to pull the trigger on like It Takes Two because like
you were and like I hit you back immediately on that because like
I know like I checked it and it's like okay well it's like yeah that is the normal sale price it doesn't seem to be getting any cheaper I don't know like where's the cutoff of like I really do want to play it I want to try it out yeah. So like where does the time price axis end on that
for me it's just or principle. On that game because like EA's like no matter what sell it is summer sale EA sell super sale we're like $15 little man
I'm like that is within range for me I don't know
yeah. Oh yeah like 15's where I set the slider if I'm looking for like maybe I just want a random game to pick up like, yeah $15
and under 15 is usually a good place to be under 5 that tends to be ooh, I'll just buy that
yeah sometimes I'll pop it down to 5 but that's just like is anything just on like you know in the olden days, like a good crazy sale, when you would just occasionally run across a game that was like 90% off, you're like, what?
Yeah, okay. It was like a dollar, and you're like, what?
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll just buy that.
That's right how now. I played Stalker Shadow of Chernobyl the first time. It's like, ooh, that's €4. I'll just buy that.
Yeah, these days, it's a little spicier. But thanks for the hot tip, Ven.
Yeah, dude. Time flies, kids. You look around and you're getting older and things are changing and dicks.
Just the tip.
We're talking about
just,
dicks.
Just the tip.
Yeah, we're back with a new update. At least they are Foreskin Fury, man. I'm like, wait, what? Okay, there's another game based around dicks? All right, sure.
I mean, that is just a true statement in general. There is another game based around dicks.
Are we building a dickiverse? I don't know.
Listen, I'm just going to say, Snake is not, the game Snake is not actually about snakes.
Okay, fine. So 3 years since their last update, what can we say? Well, there's controller support. You can control the wieners with your dicks. Unlocked item screens, networking improvement. Why? Because it's multiplayer. I'm hesitant to even mouse over this. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because my first bit when I saw this was like, to the Twitch banned games list.
It's not on there.
I thought it was.
Did they add?
Thought it was.
Did I just fail at reading?
We're going to go check it out. Let's go check out A, B, C, D.
Genital jousting.
No, that's genital jousting, not Foreskin Fury.
Yeah.
So
I mean, very, very similar game.
Right?
Yeah, like because I double checked that. I'm like, A, B, C, D, E, there's no F here, huh? All
I right. guess, yeah, no, because genital jousting, it's about penises going into the butt of other penises. Uh-huh. So there's, you know.
Well, I mean, these are just filled with dicks, gentlemen. I mean,
these are just dicks smacking each other about. It's sword fighting the game. So
it makes me really want some wasabi fries.
I think this one's okay, and they have bots now, so if you're just playing with yourself, you have something to do.
I do like that they, like, oh, we added an inventory screen, so now you don't have to go in-game to see your decorations.
I appreciate dumb games like this. Like, just same thing with, like, genital jousting. It was,
Or mount your friends.
Yeah, just have fun with it as a silly game, and like any illusion with the shit that we see on fucking Twitch, like banned video game list, like some of those games, yeah, like I'm like, all right, yeah, those,
yeah. So some of them are on that list for obvious fucking reasons,
right? But like a bunch of goobers flopping around on screen in an arena, I'm like, come on. Because let's be honest, like anytime you want to crack open Steam, just go to the visual novel section.
Yeah, yeah, get those search recommendations go.
Can't play them on Twitch though.
I'm telling you, man. RDNA. RDNA is not DNA that's just, you know,
gone off the deep end. Pirate DNA.
RDNA. It's not RNA. It's not DNA. It's AMD. and apparently they're not doing the RDNA 4 Navi 40 desktop GPUs. Apparently those supposedly have been canceled. And as far as AMD has forwarded any information, they seem to only be doing the Radeon 8000 APU series, not desktop GPUs. But there were some leaks provided, in this case from WCCF Tech, where they basically go through the Linux drivers as usual. And it's like, okay, what cards are coming? What are they supposed to support? And they found some entries for what was possibly an RDNA 4 GPU that would be a little chunkier than what we've seen with the 7000 series, because they weren't very conservative with the 7000 series, which is good. It kept the price down. The 7800 XT is a damn good value card for what it is.
Yes, it is.
People were kind of looking forward. So are you going to make a bigger one? Are you going to make one that's like high end with more performance?
Good.
Technically, they're good. they're already good for the mid range because AMD, they found themselves in a position where NVIDIA is just alone at the top. Intel is not good enough to compete. So they basically are in the middle there, acting like the meat in that particularly soggy sandwich. And yeah, it's comfortable. So they don't really have a reason to.
Would you eat a sandwich with one green slice of bread and one blue slice of bread with some red shit in the middle?
Okay. It's like lettuce, blue cheese, and some meat in the middle. Some red meat in the middle. There you go.
No. Two different slices of bread. One is blue, one is green.
It's just strawberry jam. Mold.
I think it's always interesting to take a look at this, man. Like what could have been, man? But, like, it's AMD. AMD is shown with RDNA 3 that, you know, at first we thought, okay, they got that, they got that. They got one in the same ballpark as a 4090. And AMD even came out and they're like, we could have made one that was as fast, but it would have been like insane. But since that, like everything we've heard about RDNA 4, like we're just going to chill out. You know, we're not going to compete against NVIDIA. It's not going to be worth their time. And they're just content being in second place. Why? Because there's no third player. Right?
There's like some mutated battle mage thing just crawling out.
Intel currently is a very good entry level purchase because they're cheaper than the bulk of AMD's offerings, unless you go for the really bad ones, the 6400. but yeah, no, Intel has basically the low end locked down at this point, and AMD is king of the mid range, and NVIDIA is very much alone at the top. So, yeah, they're not actively competing with one another, which I think is the ideal position that they want to be in.
Well, you gotta look at it, man. Like, Intel's, like, not even Intel, but, like, AMD's price... Oh, no, let's get it right, Ben. NVIDIA's price performance, we were talking about this at the beginning of the stream before we started recording, is so out of whack. Nothing's a great value. And, like, all AMD has to do is, like... But the problem with AMD right now, and they're like, yeah, neither are ours, but it's $50 cheaper.
They actually lowered the price. The 7800 XT, the one that Jordan got, the Hellhound.
Of course, Jordan got it.
Yeah, that's just how it works, right? Like,
I mean, I knew that was coming.
Yeah. And anytime I buy something, it is either horribly broken 2 weeks later or they release a cheaper version like immediately.
Yeah, no, they lowered the price. They straight up lowered the price. The MSRP is now like $460 or $470 US. Mm-hmm. So that's a genuinely good price for what is a very, very nice GPU. So, yeah, again, they're not competing with one another, and that's...
They're not. They're doing two different things, man. Like, I want to live in a world where AMD is striving to compete with NVIDIA.
I kind of want to live in that world where, like, NVIDIA has to take a generation or two and go, like, wait, how do we compete with this?
But this is one of the things we got to look at, though, because Intel's coming in. Intel's not going after NVIDIA here.
Yeah.
Intel's coming after AMD. Intel wants to come in and fuck up AMD's launch. Now, AMD's going to have to get creative here because, like, that's what's going to benefit us. NVIDIA's just going to do whatever they're going to do. They're going to make the biggest, baddest, you know, they've been...
Well, they got the enterprise market corner now, right? Like, they kind of don't... They're out of the competition. They, like, Google or Microsoft...
NVIDIA's
or
proven that they can sell out of not even in, like, you know... pandemic crunch time, you know, scarcity stuff. They can just reliably, where you can just go to the shelf and buy one, sell $1,200 graphics card all day long. Mm. Like, they don't give a fuck about us, man. They're like,
yeah, you want that CUDA? You gotta pay.
Yeah,
give us that CUDA.
Or you want to be, you know, you want to have the actual highest end GPU for that generation. Yeah,
something that blows my mind. I mean, I follow that subreddit or NVIDIA daily, couple of people like, hey, here's my 4090 that I bought. And I'm like, I would be in the fetal position if I dropped $1,200 on a video card, man.
And you know, okay, they upgraded from their 3090.
Like a Quadro or, you know, an A series. Like an A series, like, all right, fine. But
you know, there is a non 0% of them. Like, oh, yeah, I upgraded from my 3090 Ti. It was just a little too slow for me. So I upgraded to my 4.
Like, I needed a second one from HTPC.
There's always going to be those people that want the fastest GPU for their generation. It's a very small minority, but a very
very wealthy minority. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do you get? Like, if you're in that position of like, you can get like the XTX version of AMD. I'm like, you just go ahead and spend the extra money. Go ahead and get 49er.
Maybe I can get two XTXs.
That's the thing. The jump between a $700 7900 XTX and a 1200 4080 or a 1800 4090.
And again, what always rattles me is these fucking cards cost as much as a fucking... They cost more than the computer they go into these days. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It used to be the CPU was the most expensive thing. Now, CPUs have followed what has traditionally been the exact trend of all electronics since all of recorded history of getting faster and cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is weird. This is why it catches us a little sideways when we're seeing this one particular piece of technology not really getting any faster, but getting a lot more expensive. And we're just all sitting, you got to sit back and just collectively go, no, this is the new world, motherfucker. I'm like, fuck this new world, then. I'm just not going to buy a GPU. I'm not alone. Of this. I'm just like, no, this is how much GPU can get fucked. That's where I'm at with the GPU market.
I was very much intent on like, okay, I'm going to skip the 7000 series and maybe get one of the 8000s or whatever they happen to call the next generation of AMD cards. But if the rumors are true that the new generation is going to use GDDR6, which I already have a card that uses GDDR6, I think I'm just going to keep the 6700 XT for another generation.
It comes back to what would you be upgrading it for other than just to have the new thing? Where's the...
Realistically, like, Elden Ring 2 comes out, whatever, it's not going to require you to buy an entirely new video card for it.
Probably not. No, okay, admittedly, Elden Ring was the moment that I realized, oh... The 1080 is not good enough. The DX12 performance on Linux is shit.
And to that point, I fucking stuck with that 1080 Ti for 7 fucking years. That was a great goddamn card. And
I rode that 1080 Ti longer than I rode my 980, and I rode my 980 into the ground. Yeah. Why? Because I spent $500
I spent $1,000 on that thing. Yeah, I bought a 4090, I would not buy another GPU for like another 30 years. Like,
but when I bought the 980... 980. It was the most expensive video card NVIDIA made.
Well, when I bought my 980, it was feasible that, like, oh, I'm going to go pick up my monitor. I need a video card to drive it. Can I have that 980, please? And that was a reasonable purchase.
Yeah, then they made the 980 Ti. And they're like, get wrecked, Ben. I'm like, motherfucker. Yeah. All right, fine.
And then they released the Titan.
That was because I bought a 980, and they're like, fuck you, Jordan. You don't get to have nice things.
I know. Get off our lawns.
Speaking of Nintendo.
Dude. Yeah. Right to it, man.
Rip that Band-Aid off. So, yeah, Yuzu, you might have heard of it. It's that Nintendo Switch emulator that you're not allowed to distribute anymore or talk about because it enables piracy. And Nintendo really, really, really thinks that piracy is a bad thing. Other people, they don't, though. And because Yuzu was open source, it is very easy to make a copy of the source code and host it elsewhere. The problem is a couple folks decided they were going to host it on the exact same site that it was previously removed from.
Brilliant.
I know, right? So Nintendo, they're patient. They waited a little bit, and they waited until it hit a sort of critical mass.
They waited until they issued. Like, are you guys done yet? Go make this easy for us?
Yeah, and then at once, big old band wave. It's a DMCA wave. It's like a band wave, except there's more layers involved. What was the number? 8,535 DMCA takedown requests simultaneously to all of those GitHub repos.
It's like Salt Bay, but with
Yeah. Okay. So,
I have a question. Can that be weaponized? What? Can we weaponize the just get a company to DMCA themselves to exhaustion?
What's the tipping point? No, what you do is if you don't like an open source project, you open up a pull request that just includes the entire tree of Yuzu in there, and then the project will get taken down. That's how you weaponize that shit. But yeah, so fellas, ladies, NB folks, turns out that if you're going to be hosting software, if you're going to be hosting source code, that may be a little, let's call it legally spicy. Maybe you don't put it on a managed, hosted, for-profit service. Just don't. It's really easy to run a Git server. You literally just need to install Git and SSH, and you can figure that shit out. I'm not advocating for this, but I'm just saying it would be a lot more safe, and you wouldn't have your project source code repository disappear. I like how somebody was like, you know,
we're doing good. We're looking at the forks. So we get Yuzu, Yuzu Mainliner, Yuzu Android, downloads, Yuzu Mirror. All right. Early access files. All right. Pineapple Linux. You tried to hide that shit, son.
Shwee.
Dude.
Can we get Shwee on the podcast? I want to talk to him.
What do we think about that, though, man? Like, that's fucking predictable. But yeah, consider moving off of GitHub and don't worry, GitLab will come down on you just as hard.
Yeah. Maybe host that shit yourself and not make it
actually
publicly available.
Yeah, no, don't put it on GitLab, because when GitLab get DMCAs, they lock your account.
So here's the thing. If you're going to run your own GitLab server using the open source one.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think Nintendo does then? They just go after your ISP.
Nintendo, like, literally just sends a hitman to your house. Like, you get a knock on the door, and it's fucking Mario dressed as Anton Chigurh with the fucking gas gun.
See, you think it's like that, but Intel's not that brutal. The guy breaks into your house.
Intel's not Nintendo.
Nintendo's, they're more civilized than that, dude. They play the long game. What they do is you wake up, dude's gonna break into your house, he's gonna unplug the Ethernet jack from the back of your modem and leave. But he's going to do it every fucking day.
You wake up and there's just like a severed Yoshi head in your bed.
Yeah, I mean, there's a note scribble on the wall. It's like, quit, DMCA. It's just unplugged the Ethernet cord. And you're like, wait a minute.
Stop.
Right. And he replaces all of your SSDs.
Yeah.
With HDDs. Yeah. It's horrible.
And he coats like your bread and whatever food you have lying about in the Nintendo child tasty Betty stuff.
The veteran? No, he just like douses all your shit with psilocybin, because Super Mario has a shit ton of mushrooms.
Give me a minute. I need to go set something up real quick, Jordan, if I'm getting free shrooms out of this. How many do I need to run?
I don't know. We got to start running GitLab servers out of our basement.
When you get Yuzu. All right.
Well, Sega does what Nintendo don't, right?
Oh, man, Dr. Robotnik, that's right, much beloved children's character Jim Carrey has written. There's a whole generation that just does
associates Jim Carrey with Dr. Robotnik now, right? That's it?
Yes.
Nothing else?
That's already been two movies in the head, so...
Yeah. They're going to go back and watch Ace Ventura, and they're like, look, it's Dr. Robotnik, and... Yeah, they are. Jordan's having a tough time with this.
I'm just imagining like Dr. Robotnik coming out of the ass of the fucking rhino from Ace Ventura 2, but it's like in fucking full costume.
Yeah.
And that just makes me smile.
This is what we're talking about, man. It's out. Ring Racers. This has been in development for 5 years, man. And it is from the Kart Crew devs. You know, they did a Sonic Racers, blah, 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 blah. Here we go. Boom. There's a trailer. You can take a look at it.
Much VHS.
Tons of independent contributors. SRB2 Kart, horribly named. Sonic Robo Blast 2. Dude, and some of the Doom and Doom Legacy teams have worked on it. Why? Because it's a Doom engine, man. Like, what the absolute hell? I'm not even kidding. This is all done in Doom. It is fucking amazing. That's all I can say about it. Local split screen multiplayer up to 4 players and online up to 16. Latest version. Now, this just got released earlier this week, but they even gave it a 0.1. They let you unlock that tutorial, man. Don't you fucking... All right, I'm looking at you, Talos Principal. Who remembers that? What do you use the Talos Principle for? One thing and one thing only. Benchmark. What was locked behind a you need to complete these levels before you can access it? Benchmark. Get right.
Well, yeah, because the benchmark like shows you how to fucking solve those levels. That's why. That's the problem. It's the cheat code.
Yeah, but if I'm trying to run the benchmark, like, let me make... I don't like it when a game dev makes the decision of, like, no, you got to do it like this. What was that... Remember the game we had to play that the guy wouldn't add mouse support to it because part of his artistic vision was only to make it only worked with keyboard and it was a 3D game? I remember this because it's bugged.
This definitely sounds like a thing that happened. Yeah. I just don't remember the name of it.
There were just people who were like, because there no mouse look. No, you had to use left, up, down, left, and right on the keyboard. It was clearly built in. It was a Blender game.
I remember something like that, but I do not remember any specifics about the game.
All right.
For me, it's like, you got to play through the tutorial before you can get to the option screen. That is like the ultimate bullshit. Like, let me fucking set up the game, please, before making me go through anything, right? Like,
well, Jordan, you don't have to complete the tutorial now, do you?
You don't. Included with the game files, if you install this from source, like a real hacker, is a little text file that has all the passwords in it. And you can enter it to bypass it. I'll just tell you it right now. It's Gaster. Gaster is the password. And you can just skip the tutorial and then you get an achievement for skipping the tutorial. So that's, I noticed that as well, but, it compiles pretty easily. As Ven mentioned, there are some missing dependencies in the show notes. If you want to copy those out. Once it has some pretty minimal dependencies, otherwise compiles within like a couple minutes. And STL2 magic, baby, right? Like, I started the game up, and once upon a time, we all come from the era of, you launch a game, and you're like, oh, I forgot to plug in my controller. Time to turn off the game and relaunch it. But these days, you just plug shit in, and it's like, it works, the controls were sanely mapped.
It's always weird when you see that shit go by in the terminal, too. You're like, huh, all right.
And it's like, oh, you discovered the controller. Neat. All right.
The hot plugging was a bit of a hot issue for a while. Thanks, Valve. They're basically the driving force behind that. But besides looking a lot like Mario Kart on the SNES, that tutorial, it gave me questions. Because once you get into the carts and you have to do the adventure-y bits and you have to effectively figure out how to progress a lot, it's like, how about you just let me drive the cart around so I can figure out how the racing of your kart racing game works, please?
You got to go on our adventure, Pedro.
I don't want adventure. I hated adventure in Super Tex Kart, so I just wanted the racing.
I think everybody's like driven around like that once. You're like, yeah, fuck this.
I don't think I even booted up adventure in Super Tex Kart, honestly.
It's there, man.
Yes. That's the single player mode. That's not just single race.
Check this out. If you want to download it, of course it's on GitHub, but you'll need to have the asset pack. You got to put that in your home folder. Obvious instructions, put it together, compile it. But if you're an Arch user, or more importantly, running a Steam Deck, it's on FlatHub.
Yes.
You know, those of you who don't want to have to worry about compiling anything, And yeah, it's cross-platform. It works on the Windows. It works on the Macs. Doesn't work on Haiku.
Yet. If Pedro controls new developers enough, maybe one day.
I cannot explain. Look on our Uncut channel, because I cannot explain just like knowing that this is the Doom engine.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Hurts my brain. These are just mad human beings.
It makes sense though. Like there's not that much of a difference between like a racing game and a shooter, honestly.
No, there's not.
And yeah. Considering how fast Doom guy moved in the original games, I just put a cart there.
Yeah, it seems strange at first. Then you think about it, and it's like, no, well, all the pieces are there. You could easily do that.
I gotta say nothing but good things about it. I want everybody to go check it out. There'll be a link in the show notes. Head over to linuxgamecast.com, or if you're watching the video, it's down in the description. And one thing the Sonic Robotnik kart racing game does, Pedro Mateus, is convince me that the cart stuck to the damn track.
Yes.
Unlike our next topic.
Yeah, I already mentioned Super Text Card having the adventure mode, but hey, wouldn't you know it, they're actually doing a bit of a update. Version 1.5 is coming this summer. I'll be looking forward to it, because I always try, whenever there's a big new release, I always try Super Text Card. They now have, you can set a maximum FPS. Finally. Well, I remember, you may not remember the LGC forums, RIP in peace. But yeah, at one point we had a bit of a thread going where everyone was trying Super Tux Kart, and it, for everyone, seemed to cap out at around 110 FPS. Apparently that's not the case anymore, because it justifies having a proper frame limiter. They're also adding new LOD settings to prevent pop-in. So if you have stuff farther away, you get like a low-res LOD model. There's a benchmark mode, which that'll be interesting. I am genuinely curious what a benchmark mode will look like in Super Tux Kart. Finer control of audio levels and minor bug fixes and improvement, which is pretty good.
I'm not against it. I'm watching the some of the development video, and I'm like, okay, it's a thing. It's just I remember when this game, before it had the first graphical overhaul, I mean, it might actually be fun to go back and try to get that up and running, because it was like some 90s 3D polygons. It was kind of awesome when you think about it. But back then, it looked very dated. It looks really good. I mean, it could use like a little more lighting or something to that effect. But 2.0, supposedly, where it's going to get a little more interesting. They're going to be doing HQ tracks, high quality tracks, and improvements to gameplay? That's what they say. And a bunch of these features are already available in the experimental branch. So if you want to YOLO that, you too can log in and find that one guy that does nothing but play Super Tux Kart, and realize that you have to set a password on your online server in the after shows.
Because we ran into that one guy.
Not only is he the one guy who can just school everyone, he's also a shit talker.
Yes.
Yeah. did you see how the new just moved around, though? It's like the track. I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it's the mechanics of the track moves under the player. You're just too static. You never move forward or back. You're always just there.
That's the thing. And the turning around, the camera, that's been my one complaint for a long time, is that the camera's a little too stiff behind the character. Relax that a little bit. Slow it down so that when it doesn't automatically jerk to the side. It's like
a little bit left and right. I mean, yeah, you know what? All of us can go pound sand and pound tuxes and carts and shit like that, because, you know, we're not contributing, and I get that. We're just trying to give you our opinions. At least me and Pedro, I'll say, because me and Pedro play a lot of racing games, and I just want more people to play it, ultimately. There we go. Super Tux Kart. It's free. It genuinely just runs at everything at this point. It runs on Haiku, right?
Yes, it does. It's an older version. If you're just getting the one from the Haiku repos, it's an older version, but you can build the new one. It runs poorly because Haiku doesn't have any hardware acceleration, no GPU acceleration to speak of. So you have to have a really beefy single thread CPU for it to work properly, but it'll do it.
What about my RISC-V, like 128 core machine?
No, those single cores are not good enough.
Not good enough?
No, it's like, yeah. Even...
Dude, do you know what I saw in box last night when I was like doom browsing on eBay just to like buy something to say about something? I found a Phenom X4 Black Edition.
Ooh.
New in box, unopened for $23.
Did it have the metal tin? Was it one of those?
It was the black box. I don't know if it was metal or not. This is like unopened.
I remember one of them came in the metal tin, but I don't
know. Mine, yours, the one I gave you, came in metal. I kept the metal tin. Fuck you.
Ah, damn you. Damn you.
I still got my metal tin in my, yeah. That's when AMD had to do shit like that, because you clearly weren't buying it for the CPU.
Yeah, you were buying it for a place to store your weed.
Right. Keep up the fantastic work, Super Tex Cart. It's a great game. Also, would you thought by now that they... I desperately want them to, like, make the football game good.
Yeah, that's
playable.
That would be nice if they, like, actually, like, refined that.
Camera control.
I'm still genuinely surprised we haven't seen, like, any Rocket League clones. We have fucking Stumble Buddies.
Dude, like, I went looking for, like, Rocket League clones, like, no shit, 2 weeks ago. I was Googling it, too. I'm like, did anyone ever, like, just make one close enough?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, even paid. I wasn't, like, looking for open source projects. I'm like, no, nobody's really fucked around with it.
Fascinating.
Which is depressing, because Epic, that's another... That was one of the early casualties.
Yes.
Now you're on the Epic Store.
Damn. Still a better love story than Helldivers, question mark.
Well, we'll see once they start enforcing the PlayStation account.
Well, we're not here to talk about Helldivers. We're here to talk about League of Legends, that game that famously runs on Linux without issue.
Talk about donuts. You got a donut like that.
Yeah.
Donut.
I would like a donut. So it finally happened. League of Legends players on Linux get fucked. You can't play anymore. Vanguard anti-cheat has rolled out, and the bug reports are coming in. People are saying that it's doing some stuff to their computers that they don't like. End users are reporting that their systems are quote unquote bricked. There are a bunch of client cheater issues being detected. Reported. Yeah, apparently the band waves are going out. Like, apparently it's doing its job. All of these responses from Riot, or to Riot, regarding the rollout, has caused like a little bit of a he said situation happening, and so that prompted Riot to respond. And I read through their response, and it got me thinking, because loath am I to side with Riot Games on anything, but I also can't take the opportunity to not shit on some Windows users in the process. Okay. So. Apparently, Vanguard does require that you enable FTPM 2.0 on your Windows 11 machine. Now, many people, who installed Windows 11 on their machines, either set it up in classic BIOS mode, or they disabled FTPM, which would require them to switch to the UEFI boot mode, which means that your system's not going to boot because your MBR is not compatible. So, I'm not going to say that this is every single issue, but I would not be surprised if a fair number of these so-called random bricking incidents are a result of Windows power users not knowing their systems as well as they think they did. Also, they do bring up that you don't need to turn on secure boot. But as I said, people are still running into client issues. They're still getting rejected. This is not a super pain-free rollout. And again, the question is, do we really need the kernel level anti-cheat? Is the juice worth the squeeze? Riot seems to think so, but...
Man, I don't know, man, because I saw that they got a little post here. You know, an update. Here it is. Check this out. Not 0.03% of League of Legends players have reported issues. Now, I'm not exaggerating the numbers. I might be misremembering by a few digits, but somebody on the Reddit thread, which was a problem because there's a... On the League of Legends Reddit thing, there was a mega thread for bug reports. Posts were getting deleted by mods. Not a good look.
There are a ton of them. Yeah. They're missing. Yeah.
Not a good look. But somebody did the maths on that 0.03% with how many total players. It was something like, that doesn't sound like a lot until you realize how many people play this damn game. It was something to tune of 40,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it's a 12 million people supposedly actively playing League of Legends, so yeah.
That's a few people.
And they did have similar issues the last time they rolled out this anti-cheat for Valorant.
Mm. I mean, it's not a problem though, Pedro. Like you just need to install the better anti-cheat. Right?
That's the thing. I don't need more confirmation bias of just how bad client-side anti-cheat is. I've been shouting that it's not a thing that should be done. If anything, you should stop fucking with your players slash customers slash users.
I was experiencing boot loop issues.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, and one of the people that were reporting that their system wasn't booting, they fixed it by removing the CMOS battery and putting it back in. So there is probably something to what Jordan said, but it's not the fault of players, especially the legitimate players who are just running the game because they want to play the video game. It's not their fault that the game is that easily exploitable. That's the fault of the developers. That's why fucking anti-cheats should run server-side, not client-side. Especially not ring zero kernel level drivers that you need to load to play a fucking video game.
But it's not on all the time, Pedro. It's just loaded into memory.
Yeah, it's just running all the time. It may not be doing anything. We'll see about that in a few months when someone finds, wait a second, why is the anti-cheat all of a sudden scanning all of my folders? What the fuck's going on? Oh, no,
that was the hacking software that you downloaded on top of it, trying to get around it.
Well, yes, that's what you get for installing the latest version of XZ, man.
Like. Then we got these motherfuckers. I'm reading through the comments on the League of Legends subreddit, and we got this one dude. Don't be this guy. I officially confirmed that Vanguard has caused an influx of broken hardware in my store. Too many people complaining that their PC won't turn out anymore. Had to replace and fix several parts. Bullshit. Get fucked.
that is a wonderfully specific statement. Work like yeah.
That. Yeah, that's not how that works, dumbass.
My uncle works for Nintendo and Microsoft, mm-hmm. and he gave me a PC that was bricked by Riot. And
right. I mean, I understand you want attention on the internet, but like, come on, find a better way than this. You're not helping anybody. Vanguard game crashing. Yeah, these are just coming in from like, you know, right over the top, like 1 hour ago.
Yeah,
lots
of client errors.
It's like software errors, like I can't launch the game anymore, or it's crashing when it gets into a match. I 100% believe that, mm-hmm. because if you're loading a kernel driver to play your video game, yeah, that's touching parts of the system, especially on Windows, which is iffy as operating systems go. You probably don't want to actively mess with it. But hey.
Come on, listen. The only way to actually get this League of Legends right, fucking listen to me. You need to take a note from our friends over at Sony. All right, you need to connect your game to the PSN network. Because that has been told to me this week. That is how you handle cheating and manage security. Even though Sony's been hacked, times in the last decade.
When did Sony first add encryption to their credit card transactions on PlayStation Network? What was that 2013?
Yeah, after the big hack of 2013.
Now, just in case you've been sleeping under a rock, Oregon kids, we're talking about Helldivers 2, right?
Yes.
Went from universally loved to mostly negative recent and hard enough to get mixed within 24 hours. Now, that's going to be a big down arrow if we go down to the Steam charts probably. Let's take a look at this. God damn.
Woo! Damn. Look at that. I wonder when they made a bad decision.
Wow, did they punch kittens all of a sudden?
Yeah, no, they just put out an announcement to say, at the end of May, everyone's going to be required to create a PlayStation account to play their PC game that's on Steam.
In their defense. God damn it, Sony, I gotta stand up for you. A little bit. That's always been on the damn page. That has.
They had the thing to say, okay, since it's like
this,
a new release.
This is their, go to the Wayback Machine. That's been there since day fuck mothering one.
Yes, but they specifically allowed people to not do that while during the release window to allow as many people to get the game going and see.
Sony's official statement, actually the Helldivers are like, it wasn't working is what they said. They didn't say anything about it.
So,
whatever fanfic you're on about, and that's not what they said.
I'm just going from the post that they made about the enforcement, which is when the negative reviews started.
Yeah, that's the only thing wasn't connected and it wasn't set up, and they finally got it working, was part of the announcement there. It's now and, functional.
So it's still poopy. It's still not.
It great. Is. It's shit.
Do you read the? This is a serious question to everybody. Like, leave us a comment on this. I'm sure somebody's got a hot take. We might talk about it on the show next week. Do you read the shit that is in a completely different color on the Steam page when you're buying a game? Yeah. I know I do. Like, especially like third-party DRM, especially Linux users, because we can get a look at that and be like, that's probably not going to fucking run. Better go over to ProtonDB. Mm-hmm. I know
I do. Yeah, usually going to ProtonDB before you buy the game is a very good idea.
And then here's another one. Like, this is kind of like the warning. This is the fucking smorgasbord, isn't it? DRM. All right. Oh, God damn it. Third party login Bethesda, right? We're thinking about like, oh, God damn it. Then mm-hmm. then you get the third party EULA on top of that. You're like, motherfucker.
Okay. A bunch of games have the third party EULA that no one reads.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that's like a little fucking trio of like bullshit, right?
Yeah.
There.
But yeah, the DRM, as it turns out, wasn't that big an issue. There was like for the first week, it didn't really work because Valve wasn't accounting for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment they did, they released a Proton update and then it worked. The PlayStation thing, well, Sony is going to find out why people don't like having Epic accounts to play games that are on Steam.
Sony ain't going to find out shit. Let me tell you how this is going to work.
Sony doesn't care. Sony has all of those PlayStation customers that are happily registering for their PSN accounts.
Why is this? Why do they want to do this? Well, they want whatever data, like big fucking deal, but they also want to boost the numbers for the PSN network.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When you got a game that's cracked, man, here's what Sony's probably going to do. They're going to like, yeah, because like with the big hubbub right now, it's like, we should get a refund for them enabling the thing that it said was there. I'm not against it. I agree with you. So don't anybody get fucking mad at me. I'm like, yeah, I want a fucking refund too, especially like I don't pay attention to this shit and it just showed up. Like I said, we might be a little bit special as Linux users just because we've learned over the years to keep an eye on shit that's just not going to run, especially in the pre-refund days. These days, not that big a deal. Steam refunds, you're like, all right, whatever. I'll fucking try it out anyway. This, Sony's going to go, here's your refund. Here you go. Easy to get. Then, you know, like when you see the two dogs barking between the fucking fence.
Yeah, and they
being all loud and shit, and you pull the fence away and they just kind of stop. Like, there it is, motherfucker. Go ahead, get your refund.
That's the thing. Sony doesn't do refunds on the PlayStation Store.
They
unless
did
something's gone really, really wrong.
I like know. Cyberpunk. This is what Sony should do, though. Just perfect PR right there. Like, get your refund.
Yeah, if they decide to do it, because it, yeah, historically, Sony has been very much anti-refund. It took something like Cyberpunk on the PS4. For them to actually do refunds for that one specific
They had to
occasion.
Create a refund system
for Cyberpunk. That's how bad that was, yeah.
This, I would say offer, because you're not going to, the people that are playing this aren't going to quit playing it.
Yeah.
We just got done talking about what addicts put up with, and it's a lot worse than PlayStation Network, right? They're willing to install rootkits on their damn systems.
It's true.
I don't know. Share your thoughts. Like, you know, this sucks. Would I? Would you? Do you have a problem? There's our last little bit on this before we move on. Do you have a problem creating accounts? Because I know I fucking hate it. We talked about this during Trackmania last night when you have to create an additional account to play something. And I brought up the example of Wolfenstein, Youngblood.
Mm-hmm. Well, now BethesdaNet is just Xbox Live Arcade. Yeah. So it's
like
even
we
worse.
Had to create an account. And then we had like this dance that we finally, it's like, we do is we will optimize like the bullshit stack that we had to go through of like going to the website, the logging in, right? Yeah. Then I hate that. Now, do I hate it a little less? Have you had these feels? You get a game, you need an account, and you're like, God damn, press A to create the account. Done. I'm like, all right,
yeah, and then you never need to log in again,
right?
And then, yeah,
well, then I go into the settings and find the data hoover switch,
yeah,
cut that off.
For this specific game, if I wasn't a Helldivers at all, I probably wouldn't mind because I do technically have a PlayStation account from the PSP days that I haven't logged into in years.
So you mean someone else has a PlayStation account in with your name on it?
Maybe. No. I get the emails on occasion to say, yeah, your account's still here.
Here's another example. Epic accounts, right? I mean, I got a couple of games that require Epic accounts or like Epic services and shit like that you've had to create over the...
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like doing it. If I really want to play the game, I will.
Mm-hmm.
But like these days, it's also really easy to salt your email. So...
I mean, it is. And like, I get where people are coming from with this. Like they should, I feel bad for the development team, but I mean, you took the fucking Sony money. So I only feel a little bit bad for you. What you need to convince Sony, you need to give people something. They're like, give them a fucking trophy or some shit.
Yeah. Give them the super democracy PlayStation icon on your,
right.
on your thing.
Yeah. They get some cosmetic bullshit and be like, yeah, we're sorry, but here's the thing, you know, here's the trinket. Now shut up.
Take your complacency DLC.
Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to talk to us about what you got going on up to and including, hey, do you don't mind these accounts? You just throw it out there. Like, I just give them fake data anyway. It doesn't matter to me. It's cool. That's cool. Like, send us a note. How you do that? Over at LinuxGameCast.com, fill out the contact form. Drop a note under the YouTube video. If you're watching this on Patreon, where you can get the highest quality version of the show ad-free and downloadable. Just put it out there in the comment section. We'll take a look at it. And we might feature it right here on this very show. And I thought this was very timely. We all know Truggles Wicks.
Paul. Yeah.
Truggy.
Paul writes in. He's, you know, speaking of gamers who have kids, I picked up Ghost Recon Breakpoint on the Steam sale. Nice little game, Brad. It runs great on Linux, but I had to create an account with Ubisoft just to get in the game. To be fair, there was a warning on the Steam store page that I missed, but... how is this still a thing? Am I perpetuating the problem by conforming? Should I have been more Stallman and eat more stuff off of my feet and just refunded the game without creating an account? I think, I think that is ultimately like a personal decision because like, as Ben alluded to, you can just fill out crap data in the form. You can generate temporary email accounts. You can salt your own email account so that like, if they do sell your data.
Most email services offer an option to create an alias.
Just the plus whatever.
Yeah.
So like, if anyone starts sending you some weird shit, you can be like, oh, that's who did it. I really feel that like in the year of our Lord 2024 with Epic Online Services, with like Steam sockets and Steam networking, you really shouldn't need to have to do this anymore. I get wanting to have your own isolated like multiplayer backend so that you're not reliant on any one service, but like also OAuth exists. You can have authorization from multiple sources and have keep the accounts in line. Like it's possible to do this. SSO is a solved problem.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of nailed it with the Ubisoft stuff. Like I didn't even think about that. Like all the Ubisoft, and Ubisoft is even worse. This is why I'm against the launchers. The only reason you have a launcher in a fucking video game is to try to sell people more shit that they've already given you money. Name a launcher that doesn't pop up and it's like, buy some more shit. CD Projekt Red's just as bad. You got to like wait, and that CD Projekt Red's even worse. Rockstar's even worse because they're slow.
Oh yeah, no, the social club is shit.
Larian fucking has that for Baldur's Gate. You can turn it off, but they're not even like buy more DLC. They're just like buy more of our full ass games that will take you like 9 years to complete. Right. Like,
and like, there's really no excuse for a lot of it. Like Flying Spaghetti Monster, bless each and every one of you that put in the dash no launcher, whatever option to like, just let me get rid of it. And then you got the ones that are like quasi useful. Like, you know, you'd think like this Spider-Man, it has a one to pop up to set options for displays and shit. It's not trying to sell you anything. It's just trying to get you in the game, but it's just in case one.
Or even like we hated it at first, but now I have fond memories of the Unity Scream of Nope because you can at least initialize shit, right? Like,
I mean, we want something like that where you can cut resolution. It off. Right.
Yeah.
Oh man. The good dark old days. So yeah.
Yeah. No. Are you a part of the problem, Truggy? Absolutely. But, yeah, like Jordan said, it is a personal thing. If you're willing to go through all of that bullshit for the sake of playing a game that you like, then yeah, go through the bullshit.
I don't remember if the
video games on Linux.
it's all about that friction, man. Like, if you make it where I can click a thing, but they want that email address, and
they want you in their sales pipeline.
Yeah,
for sure.
If I was forced, I bought a game and it's like, no, you got to create an account on this other service. Fuck that. Immediately refund it. Mm. I'm not doing it.
Cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for tonight. I think we did. We covered everything. We didn't have a ton of Steam news, but we had a lot of regular ordinary news, which turned out to be kind of interesting. Good discussion on games and accounts and linking, and Sony being Sony and Nintendo
being Nintendo. Gonna Nintend.
Dude, 100%. So, all right, let's go ahead and cue that music. You can find us kicking this nightmare train off 8:30 right here on Twitch an hour beforehand. If you're a Death Note Patreon or above, we got an audio channel for our pre super shows. But if you're an executive producer, you even get a live video feed so you can watch the nonsense as it happens. It's what passes for our production meeting, people. Come check it out. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm still on the Twitters or X or Zitters. At Vin Stone, we have a Mastodon, mast.linuxgamecast.com. You can find me there at Vin. And of course, there is the blueski.app. And I'm just Vin on that. Track me down. And we technically have a Facebook page, but I don't even know how to get to it. I got a link somewhere that I click on and it goes there.
I'm Jordan. I'm going to tell you, don't be part of the problem. Be the whole ass problem. For more other crucial life advice, follow me on Mastodon at Frojo at mastodon.linuxgamecast.com, Frojo at bsky.app, or at the Burning Fool on Twitter. Yeah, there we go. I did it.
I've been a part of the problem my entire life. But then again, I never claimed I wasn't a hypocrite. So at unaccounted for at mastodon.linuxgamecast.com if you want to join in. The hypocrisy?
Attempt to communicate with Pedro, yes.
Use semaphore, and only what semaphore.
Rohit? Rohit, I thought I banned you. Damn it. All right. Down fire, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Toodles.
How about some credits?
No, you need to connect your Sony account to Linux Gamecast.
Patreon.com/Sony.
Connect your Discord to the Linux Gamecast Network.
Our advisors, Omega Sartherum. Our executive producers, Barbara M. Scott, Atomic Mike, Tomaj, Dave, Eshep, Ian, Kordaki, 12345, Hoplo, Drummer. And we got to thank our Little Nicky fans, Destote, Empty, Eggy, King Bonj, and Turbo, Tree Sloth.
With the Sea Monsters, Renault, Rider X, Machina, Trudgy, Veritanuda, Justin, Darkwing, System D, Dancing Joe, The Cresney, and Ogi One. No, Chris. And the Death Notes. Nova, Chad, Romeo, Renee, Leonardo, Kim, Chris, there he is. Steven Jill, Benjamin, Doom2.1, Stephen B, Beck, Dodger, Zeno, Rue, Turnover, Pebble, Mr. Foxdog, Svine, Jaloux, and Piper.
I can do so much better job on Frank these days. Fine upstanding cannibals, ladies and gentlemen, Carl, Mike, Arthur, and Linux, Nero, Aldeus, Noctilus, Johnny, Shep, Gametron, Unoid, DSN, Joe, Aromatic, Dev, and of course, Kai Jorai. Thank you very much. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. What?
Ooh,
Jello
what
bondage.
What have you said before?
Can Jello?
Can Jello do what?
No, but a tin can.
Shut up, Terry. All right, for real this time, Dad. Bye. See you next week.
Five dudes.